The San Francisco Ethics Commission resumed its hearings in the investigation of Mayor Ed Lee's arguments that Sheriff Ross Mercurimi, whom Lee suspended in January, should be permanently removed from office because of his misdemeanor conviction for false imprisonment, which meant preventing his wife, Eliana Lopez, from getting out of their vehicle during a heated New Year's Eve argument. The Ethics Commission spent much of this week deciding what to admit and what to rule out as evidence in declarations submitted by Sheriff Mercurimi, his wife, Eliana Lopez, their neighbor, Ivory Madison, and others. KPFA's Ann Garrison has the story.
The San Francisco Ethics Commission struck much of Ivory Madison and Abraham Merton's declarations as hearsay and/or irrelevant, though they were first published on the Ethics Commission website, and the San Francisco Chronicle, which has called on Mercurimi to resign, published Madison and Merton's most unflattering claims even after they were stricken. Sheriff Mercurimi's wife, Eliana Lopez, agreed to speak to KPFA from Venezuela, where she and the couple's three-year-old son, Theo, are visiting her sick father. But this morning, her mother developed a health emergency as well, so she had to postpone, and her lawyer, Paula Canny, spoke to KPFA instead. Yesterday, at the Ethics Commission hearing, there was one startling moment when Shepherd Kopp was asking Mayor Ed Lee some tough questions, and the mayor was responding, most of all, "I don't know." Suddenly, Commission Chair Benedict Herr said they had an order to halt the proceedings, and the webcast screen on SFGov TV froze on Shepherd Kopp at the dais. Would you care to tell us what happened after that and to comment?
Sure. It was amazing. So Shepherd Kopp was cross-examining the mayor. The mayor had submitted a declaration in support of his action to remove Ross. So Shepherd Kopp, Ross Mercurimi's attorney, was cross-examining the mayor. The mayor came in at 1 o'clock. The cross-examining started. And cross-examination, there's an energy to it. And when it's really good, when it's really well done, it starts out slowly and it picks up momentum. And Shep's cross-examination of the mayor had picked up momentum to the point that if it was like a boxing match, the mayor was being pummeled and he was not defending himself. He was about to be given the proverbial knockout question, and the commissioner stopped the hearing. Somebody in civilian clothes approached the commissioner, said something, and then the commissioner said, "We need to stop." The mayor was immediately escorted out. There were various statements, so that there was a bomb threat or something like that, but I'm troubled by that explanation because the only person that was escorted out was the mayor. So if it was a bomb threat, one would have thought that we all would have been evacuated, or maybe they don't care about us, but practically, it just doesn't make sense. And so we were in recess for approximately 2 hours, and then we reconvened, and whatever the threat was, apparently the threat was ended. It's remarkable that the only person that was evacuated was the mayor when he was getting pummeled.
Did the mayor then continue his testimony?
Well, the mayor came back 2 hours later, suspiciously far more prepared than he had been. So I'm sure that that time was well spent with the city attorney and the mayor helping him to recover from his poor performance.
That was Paula Canny, Eliana Lopez's lawyer, on the San Francisco Ethics Commission hearings on whether or not suspended Sheriff Ross Mercurimi will be reinstated to the office he was elected to. For Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.